The last hindrance of doubt, skeptical doubt, is the image that the Buddha gives is somebody who is like a merchant who is traveling, especially in ancient times in India, traveling over a desert or a remote area that is fraught with brigands and thieves and robbers and dangers, and reaching the destination and not having sort of lost the caravan, been attacked by robbers, been able to find enough feed and water for the animals in the caravan. And that's the sense of happiness and well-being that arises. It's similar to the being able to set aside that doubt, wavering, skepticism. Am I right? Am I doing it wrong? Is the method right? Is the Buddhism right? Is the teacher okay? Am I in the right place? All of those kind of worries and skepticism, doubt. Is this a true teaching? Am I, even if it's true, am I able to practice it? that kind of being able to set aside that skepticism, that doubt, and put one's attention back onto the practice of the training, going forward with the training. So the happiness of setting aside that doubt and wavering is as if one had gone through these dangers, gone through this path of difficulty and reach one's goal.